Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-thru locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Christina Michelle. Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Would you please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us a little bit about what you do?
Sure. I am a life coach and a hypnotherapist. I work with clients individually and in groups to help them overcome challenges that they have. I specialize mainly in confidence coaching and building self-esteem and self-worth. I'm also a substance abuse counselor at Rainforest Recovery Center, and I am a certified skills trainer for psychotherapy. It's a DBT, psychotherapy, mindfulness, interpersonal effectiveness, emotion regulation, and distress tolerance, skills building. It's a mouthful there.
Can you say, yeah, but that's a great sum up. Can you say more about distress tolerance? Is that what you said?
Yeah, distress tolerance. So it's basically crisis survival skills training, and it's just about surviving the moment, whatever that moment is, without making things worse.
Okay, it sounds like that could be very applicable to our current situation. So before we get into that, I did want to ask about Empress Mentality. That's the name of your practice, is that right?
Yes, I work mainly with women, helping them to build their confidence and self-esteem. And a lot of the work that I do, especially using hypnotherapy, is to get to help them to release trauma that has caused self-esteem or self-confidence issues in their life, and then to create new meaning around what's happened. And so we focus not so much on what happened, but on assigning it a new meaning, and then helping to, through coaching and through also using some DBT psychotherapy skills to help them to improve their sense of self-worth and confidence.
Well, I love that.
So I named it Empress Mentality because it's all about, you know, like finding that, that I feel like it just embodies that confidence and that self-worth and self-esteem. It's all about the mindset.
So. As a woman, I love it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. You're here today to just kind of help us check in with our mental wellness in these strange times. I wanted to start off by asking, so we interviewed Dr. Elaine Schroeder on Tuesday, and she is a psychoanalyst. How do you approach this as a confidence coach, as a hypnotherapist? Is this a different approach from that of what other kinds of psychologists or therapists or counselors might try?
I don't know that it would be different. There's so many things that we can do. And what I personally focus on is just staying present in the moment as much as possible, because there's so many things that we're thinking about could happen, and just being distracted by all of the things on the news and even the panic of people around us. And so what I really do and try to encourage others to do as well is to be here now. You know, it's like right here, right now. If you can find as many things okay with this present moment that you're in, then it helps you to cope and to stay, you know, balanced, so that when you do actually have to go into like that fight or flight mode, you kind of reserve that energy for when you really need it, and you're not constantly hyper, you know, vigilant or constantly having that anxiety as it's like, let's focus on right here, right now, as much as possible.
Do you have any type of exercise that you might be able to walk me through right here, right now on the air?
Sure. Yeah. I can do a visualization, or I can do a breathing exercise. Which would you prefer?
Visualization, I think.
Okay, let's do the visualization. So this is called Stone Flake on the Lake. And the great thing about this is we have what's called wise mind, which is the balance between logic and reason and our emotions. And so it's recognizing that both are very important, both are valid, but how can we find the balance? And the exercise with Stone Flake on the Lake is one of those things that can help you kind of find that calm center place in yourself. You can do it anytime, anywhere, for as long as you want to. So if you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. I'll have you just take a nice breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Perfect. And just imagine that you are by a clear blue lake on a beautiful sunny day, much like today. And imagine that you are a small flake of stone, flat and light. Imagine that you've been tossed out onto the lake and are now gently, slowly floating through the calm, clear water to the lake's smooth, sandy bottom. Notice what you see, what you feel as you float down, perhaps in slow circles, floating toward the bottom. And as you reach the bottom of the lake, settle your attention there within yourself. Become aware of the calmness and quiet deep within. And settle your attention there. And when you're ready, just take another breath in and out and bring your full attention back.
I think I did it.
You think you did it?
Yeah.
I was going kind of fast.
I know, and I'm glad because I can't completely check out of what I'm doing at the moment. But I was certainly able to see the lake, see the bottom of the lake, see the water, see the sun filtering through and dappling the bottom and feeling the weightlessness, the cool water, the floating sensation.
Excellent. And, you know, Shelley, another thing that you can do and that your listeners can do as well is just if visualization is not the thing or if you don't have the time, all you have to do is just breathe wise in, like inhale wise, and exhale mind. And you can just say that in your mind as you inhale and exhale. And if nothing else, it just reminds you to stay here, to be right here in this moment, to find that balance between, you know, wanting to do something and not doing anything at all, you know, or overthinking or overfeeling. Just find the middle.
Thank you. That's very helpful.
Absolutely. You're so welcome.
Now I have a more logistical question for you. You're already equipped to meeting with clients and providing coaching sessions online and over the phone. So that's great news for you and your practice and anyone seeking your services or trying to keep appointments. But many of us are delving into these online meetings and teleconferencing for the first time. And I was wondering if you have any advice for best practices there. Like, how do you make the most of it when the flow is not quite what we're used to in like a person-to-person conversation?
I would say to, as much as you can, approach it with the grow, not grumble mindset. And so a lot of times when things are different, then we're like, we feel it could be panic or anxiety inducing. And when you find that happening, instead of grumbling about it, like, look for the opportunity to grow. So if you're not used to using that type of technology, then that's something that you can now add to your, you know, repertoire or resume or whatever. It's like, okay, I accomplished something new. I learned something new. Like, look for the positive in whatever you're doing. I mean, really, really, like, logistically speaking, working from home and doing things like that, remember the mute button. like as much as you can. Like if you're doing like conference calls and things like that, like you definitely, if it's not your turn to talk, hit that mute button, because all kind of things can happen in the background that you don't even realize is carrying over the microphone to the audience that you're joining, or the crowd who's listening. So you want to be careful about that. Let me see, what else? I think that's the biggest thing, is more, you know, kind of be easy about it. It's like we want to control everything, and that's okay sometimes, but other times it's better when we can just take our hands off and say, okay, I'm just going to radically accept what's going on and be part of it, and just look for an opportunity to grow through it.
Oh, I think that's fantastic advice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, Christine, we don't have that much more time to speak with you today, although I hope we can continue this conversation in the future. And thank you for everything that you've said so far. I guess my last question for you is, where can people find you if they would like to talk to you more or schedule an appointment?
They can go to my website, empressmentality.com, and it's just spelled out just like that. And I have a contact page there. My email address is there. My email is also Christina@lifecoachcm.com. But my contact information and also a calendar to book a consultation with me, all of that is on my website on the contact page.
Excellent. Again, thank you so much for everything today. I really appreciated talking to you. You have a very calming presence.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity, Shelley. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You as well. Take care. Be well.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.